The next set of simanim discuss the laws of Betzias Hapas, the way after one washes their hands, how they should conduct themselves with the making of the hamotzi and dealing with the bread. So the Mechaber says, Boitzeya Bapas Bamakam Shenefa Heitev, which is actually what the Gemara says, that a person should cut the bread in a place in which it was baked very well. And the Ramah says, Bapas Tidan Yeshub Soa Betzad Hapas, it should be on the side. And the theory behind it is that in the center, it may not necessarily be cooked as well, baked as well. That's how it used to be, that issue. So by cutting on the sides, and that's where you'll be taking from, in which it'll be cooked better. Therefore, that's a better way of performing this mitzvah. He says, with regard to cutting the challah, the sarach lach, if a person needs to cut it, ma'at, just a little bit, she'im, ye'echos beperusa ya'al shar hakikar imo. He says, because if a person cuts it too much, and the litmus test is by holding it up on one side, the opposite side which you cut, or made this small cut, that piece will fall off, and therefore it's no longer shalem, it's no longer whole, that is too much of a cut. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ach kedei shel yehe shiyoy rav bein habracha l'achila b'yira kahasak. He said, the reason why some actually cut into the challah is because that immediately after the bracha of hamotzi is recited, we want you to eat it. We don't want you to have to try to figure out what part of the challah should I cut. And because of that, it would be considered to be some level of a hefsek, of an interruption between the bracha, and therefore we make this cut. So immediately after the bracha, you know exactly where you're going to be cutting the chal. That's the reason why the poskim feel that the chachil is better to cut it a little bit. But again, the stress is a little, but not so much to the point that it will be considered no longer shalim, will be no longer considered whole. Furthermore, the Mechaber says, "V'lo yiptsa prusa katana mipnei shenire kitzar oyin." A person should not, when they take the challah in which they'll be making hamotzi on, they should not take a very small little piece, because it gives the appearance that one is kitzar oyin, one is stingy in their eating. "V'lo prusa yoser mikabeya mipnei shenira kiravson." On the opposite end of the spectrum, a person should not take such a huge loaf a bread and make a hamotzi on that, because that gives the appearance that you are starving. The question is, how about when it comes to a simcha? So on this, the Ramah discusses this. But first he says as follows, V'shabes lo yachtuch b'kikor ad achar habracha, kidei shehi hakikor shlemos. Even though we said that there are those who cut into the bread, the Ramah feels that on Shabbos one should be more cautious not to do so, because otherwise it will not be complete. And the Mishnah Berurah says, not only on Shabbos, but also on Yom Tov, menei shesarach levarach al lechem mishneh. Chayshinan shema tishaver kula kodem habracha. That on one hand, of course, we want to minimize the interruption between the bracha and the eating, but on the other hand, we want to make sure that you have lechem mishnah and you have two whole loaves. And he says, even though you're going to delay a little bit, maybe trying to figure out what part to cut, because if this is your minhag not to cut into the challah, nonetheless, lo chashiva hefsik, it's not really considered to be a hefsik if you don't do so. Kivan shehu tzarech achila, ela, b'chol machmirin lasos al tzad hayoser tov. During the week in which there's not an issue of requiring lechem mishnah, even though it is better to make hamotzi on a whole loaf, so for that you're allowed to cut in. We're not concerned that maybe it'll break. However, it comes to Shabbos, in which we require lechem mishnah, therefore the Mishnah Berurah feels that a person should not cut into it. We're going to discuss that more in the Piskei Tshuvos in a moment. The Ramah then continues with regard to making a bracha on a very large piece of challah, and he says as follows: Venira, that which we said you should not make hamotzi on such a large loaf of bread, that's only if it's a weekday and you are eating a dinner for one. Avol b'Shabbos, but if it's Shabbos, so for example, she'ochel im harbi b'ni adam v'tzarech litin min haprusel chol echad k'zayis mutlu b'tzor k'fim matzitzarech lo. And you're eating with numerous people in which everyone is going to have a certain amount of bread, therefore it's certainly not an issue for you to make a motzi on a very large piece, because it doesn't anymore have the appearance, as the Mechaber says, of that you're looking like you're starving or you're gluttonous, because after all, there are other people that you're sharing it with. And along these lines, not only when it's with other people, but even if it's a Shabbos and you're by yourself. And the reason the Mishnah Berurah says that it does not have the appearance as one is gluttonous or starving on Shabbos, the Mishum Chibov Sudas Shabbos Hu Osel Harbos HaSuda. The reason why you're doing it is not necessarily for your own self, but you're doing it with Kavod Shabbos. You're doing it to enhance the Suda, which in itself is a mitzvah. Now the Pesukei Tshuvos continues and discusses this idea of cutting the challah, the potential issue of no longer making it shalem, which we said the Mishnah Berurah feels that one on Shabbos should be careful not to do so. So the Pesukei Tshuvos says, "Haboitzei mikikor lechem shalem yaskil lachtoch ma'at besakin od lifnei abracha." Similar to the Mechaber, it doesn't distinguish between Shabbos or weekday that a person should make some type of a cut into the bread. However, he brings down on the bottom, from the words of the Shulchan HaTahar, he says that what you should do is shelo lachtoch klal, you should not actually cut into the bread, el lasas rosham besakin, but at least you should take the knife and make some type of an indentation along the very top or the side of the challah, v'su lo, and no more is necessary. Dechein hu das Rambam, the Rambam also is of this opinion that it's not necessary for you actually to cut into the challah, but for you at least to make some type of rosham on the top or on the side, and that would be sufficient. And he says, quoting as we saw before, the words of the Rush, that the whole reason why one should cut into it, or even for that matter, is to make some type of an indentation, is so that there is no hasaka, there's no break in between the bracha and the eating. And therefore, by just making this indentation, that would alleviate the problem of potentially it no longer being shalim. And he says that this whole issue about cutting into the challah is really not so pertinent these days, because it doesn't have to do with challahs that we're familiar with. And he says as follows, the muchach, it's pretty clear, the davka bepas ava the kasha, it's kind of hard to understand. The whole concept is that the issue is that we're afraid that if you don't make a cut into the challah, there's going to be such a great break of time between the bracha and the eating. Well, what's the big deal? It just takes a split second to cut a piece of challah. And it's because the way that it's interpreted here is that this whole idea of cutting into it is specifically with regard to very hard bread, and which would take a long time to cut. And therefore, only with regard to such challah is it necessary to actually cut into it. Of a lechem rach, or dak, shein sarach shihui b'chatichaso, when a person takes a nice, soft loaf of bread, which is what most of us eat, then lachtoch klal lifnei habracha. It's not necessary for you to cut into it at all before the bracha, because it's not a hesek anyway. You'll be able to cut right through it without a problem. In conclusion, he says, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, kuli alma ein lachtoch klal. Certainly on Shabbos and Yom Tov, one should not cut into the challah, as the Ramah said, Ela no hagen lasas roshim alma basakin. Rather, a person, all they would need to do is make a little indentation on the challah, and therefore there will no longer be an issue of potentially breaking the challah, so it's no longer shalim or for lechem mishnah.